It's a rare occurrence of late, a credit rating agency saying something positive about Illinois' finances. But even that was tempered. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Illinois could end up having to put an additional $500 million into one of its pension funds next year. As the name suggests, the teachers' retirement system is the retirement benefits fund for all Illinois public school teachers outside of Chicago. At actuaries' recommendation, the TRS board just voted to lower how much it expects to make on its investments. The state has to make up the difference. That's the action Moody's Investor Service is applauding. But Moody's also echoes Governor Bruce Rauner in noting that the unexpected cost puts even more fiscal pressure on the state. Illinois went a year without any budget and even now has only a partial spending plan in place. A gulf between spending and revenues is building a deficit. Adding in another $500 million on top of that sets the stage for deeper cuts to programs or a bigger tax hike in the not-too-distant future. Moody's report also indicates that the additional money to TRS isn't near enough. Even with it, Illinois' long-term pension debt will grow. Moody says if Illinois wanted to curb that, the state would have to put in another $1.5 billion next year. I'm Amanda Vinicky.